Welcome to the Faithful Entrepreneur podcast and video stream. Yes, that's right. You can now catch these episodes on YouTube as well at the Faithful Entrepreneur. Our mission is to walk with you through entrepreneurship in faith and step into the full purpose that God has for you and your business. We want to help you align your mind and business biblically. We want you to take God-sized steps of obedience because we know that He blesses faith, and we want to cover your business in prayer. My name is Jen Kleiber, founder of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, and your host on this ongoing conversation of faith and business. So if you are a faith-filled entrepreneur, you, my friend, have come to the right place. So if you've listened to the last few episodes, you've probably picked up on the theme that we are really talking about getting our hearts and minds aligned to the Holy Spirit and the Word above any business strategy, framework, goals, anything like that. All of those things are good and positive, but as faith-filled entrepreneurs, we have a massive benefit and responsibility to grow and run our businesses at the guidance of the Holy Spirit, not some number goal that we feel like we need to hit. And so if you didn't listen to the past episodes on getting rid of distractions as an entrepreneur, even the good ones, surrendering our plans and expectations and being available to the Holy Spirit, I want to encourage you to take the time and just hop back over and listen to those. As we've said in the past episodes, what God has really shown me is that when my heart is not in the posture of focus and surrender and availability to the Holy Spirit, I'm actually limiting my business growth. So today, the topic that we're going to talk about falls right in along with this, but I'm bringing someone else in on this conversation. Now, we know as faith-filled entrepreneurs, it is super important to surround ourselves with other people who are faith-filled and running their businesses in a way that is aligned with the Bible, and also in a way that just supports and encourages and lifts up other entrepreneurs. And this is one of the main reasons that I joined a mastermind group that is led by Jennifer Allwood, who is one of those faith-filled entrepreneurs. However, the biggest blessing of being a part of that group was meeting other amazing women, and the guest that I have for you today is just one of those incredible people. So as the founder of Not Your Mama's Bible Study, Kristen Farrell spends her days empowering women to know the truth for themselves through the teaching of God's Word. Kristen hosts the podcast Not Your Mama's Bible Study, runs a faith-based wellness program called 40 Strong, writes Bible studies, and just recently launched her new private podcast community. When she's not doing those things, she can be found carting her three sons to football, cheering on the Kansas City Chiefs, we'll give you that one, working out or watching Netflix with her husband, Adam. She is a lover of all things glitter, big earrings, hard-hitting truth, friendship, and fashion. But her first true love is Jesus. And y'all, this just emanates out of this girl. So Kristen, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi, friend. How are we today? Are we making it?
We are good. Yes. Okay. First of all, you're just an awesome person. And that right there is so important when you are running a business, growing a business, leading other women. You are so full of just joy and Jesus, and you're so confident in who you are and who your worth is in Christ. And that is probably what was one of the things that made you stand out, other than your earrings, in a room full of other, you know, amazing entrepreneurs. So just know that you are wearing that crown well, and I appreciate that for sure.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I want to say that it took a long journey to get to that. I've not always felt comfortable in that skin or with a ministry career, with a ministry title. It's taken me a really long time to really confidently walk in just a lot of who God made me and not trying to fit in the mold of everybody else or what I thought everyone else expected. That came from a lot of work and a lot of time with God and a lot of time with good women speaking truth over me. So That didn't just come. God had to work that out in me and affirm who I was and who he made me to be in order to do that confidently.
Yeah, but it's so important. And it's so powerful. It's such a powerful part of really having the impact that God has designed us to have, you know? And I don't know, over the past couple of years, it's just been so eye-opening to me how limiting I can be on myself, mm-hmm. you know, and in little ways sometimes. And so it's just really a constant focus for me to put my confidence in the Lord and not on myself, and to move forward based on my confidence in who the Lord has made me. So I appreciate you for leading that and leading that well. So tell me this, I kind of talked a little bit about what you have going on in your business now. Can you tell us kind of in a nutshell how you got to the place where you are right now with your business?
Oh my gosh. It's like a spider web. Okay. I'm going to try to sum this up. Okay. This was not like, I did not have the goal in my life to have this career. I could never, I mean, if you would have told me 13, 20 years ago that this is what I would be doing in my 40s, I would have never believed you. I just started really pursuing, we had a situation in our family. I mean, I grew up in the church and everything, but we had a situation in our family where I just felt like as a believer, I should have better answers than what I did. Like I should have known what to do, and we didn't know what to do, and I didn't have a solution. And I really felt like I should know what to do here. Like I go to church. I've read the Bible before. Like I should know better. I should know the truth. Like I should know what to do. And it really impacted me. So I went on a journey to start pursuing the truth for myself. And through that process had kind of started a ministry sort of on accident with my friends, just a prayer ministry, gathering women together in prayer. And over 8 years' time, we launched a ministry called Imperfectly Brave, which really my career launched out of, because I started writing and speaking and leading events with my friend Whitney. And through that process, God just raised up in me the call to step into. I mean, I call it a ministry space for lack of a better word, but I led that as the CEO for a few years, and we just closed the doors of that in December, just while kind of also launching this podcast and just this heart to empower women in the truth, because we need to know the truth for ourselves. We're held accountable for that, but also we're in a culture where there's a lot of stuff out there that sounds like the truth, but actually isn't the truth based on God's word. And there's a lot of decisions that we have to make in this culture as believers, as women of faith, as some of us are moms. And so we have to be leading our children and leading out. And so honestly, I didn't know that this was going to be my path, but God has given me a voice and a boldness and a passion for equipping women and empowering them in the truth. And so now it just turned into what it is, which sounds like so dumb. Like I didn't have this business idea that I was working towards. It just kind of happened this way. And, you know, the podcast was just something that I really felt on my heart for quite a while. And so I launched the course first and then started working towards the podcast, which I started in June. And now it's like, I love it so much. I put it off for so long because I mean, that was like a year. I sat on that for a year because I didn't think I could do it. And it turns out I can. And I love it so much. I'm crazy about it. So, you know, it's a long story because I just had the most colorful past and could never have imagined ever sitting in the seat that I am. And I'm so blown away and grateful for it every day. I absolutely love what I do. I love all of it. Even the hard parts of like tech and social media and trying to figure out how to stay relevant and all of that. I love it because it's a passion. It's a true, I get to do something I am passionate about. And I don't think everybody gets to say that.
No, absolutely not. I thank the Lord often that he called me into this space. And one thing that I love about your story, first of all, I think that it is because of your colorful past that you do have the impact that you have, not necessarily so that you can relate to people who have the same past necessarily, but because of what God did through your life, that I think that that's where a lot of your boldness comes from, because you just know so tangibly the love and grace of God. But the other thing that I love, and this is kind of the place that I'm in right now, honestly, is when you can literally look back on a journey and you, like you said, I would have never thought that I would have been here, right? Well, I would have never thought that I would, I didn't even know that this was a place to be. Like, I didn't even know that this was an option, you know? And that's where I think it's so cool to see where God's faithfulness steps in. And that's when I think we... that's at least when I kind of have a peace come over me of this is not your business. Like, you are a tool that God is using. And that's where a lot of the, what we've been talking about as far as like surrendering and availability, you know, because it's not yours. So if I don't make $1 million, that's okay. That wasn't the goal, because that's not where the Lord wanted me to, it's his business. And so wherever he's going is where I want to follow, you know? So anyways, that is kind of weird, but it just has made me feel, it's almost released me from the responsibility of having to be like other people in the online space, because God called us differently, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just the faithful next step. I mean, I tried to hang on to it and cling to it and make it my own. And I did that with Imperfectly Brave for the first year, which the first year I took over as CEO of Imperfectly Brave was our first event as me as CEO was 2020, and the event got canceled. And we were an event based ministry, and it's where all of our money and everything came from. And it, I mean, it was just shattering. Like, I had to really be leveled to be able to build back up from that with the concept of what happens happens. All I can be is, all I can be is obedient to what is right in front of me, what God has for me today, what God has for me, you know, in the now, and he's going to work everything else out in the process. And that's a hard place to get to. And it's a hard place to get through. And, you know, I know it'll come again. I think it always, I think, it's seasons for me of reminding myself that he is fully in control, and all I can do is be faithful in the, what he calls me to do today.
Yeah. Okay. So that's actually what I want to spend the majority of our time, or the majority of our, the rest of our time talking about. I don't know about you, but there are a lot of shiny objects online, and a few podcasts ago, about 3 weeks ago, we talked about good things that become distractions. And I think that some of those things, I mean, if you are an entrepreneur, which my, most of my audience is, and you're scrolling through Instagram, Instagram has read your mind and is giving you every person who has a strategy, idea, freebie, course, everything on having an online business. And it can be really overwhelming and really distracting to what the Holy Spirit is doing, even if those things are good. Right? Even if the strategy is good, the idea is good. So my question to you, and the reason I asked you to be on this podcast, is because I have had the opportunity to walk with you on some of these steps of obedience in the last year, specifically with Imperfectly Brave. But how do we focus on obedience above all of other things? When we start to feel panicky, when we start to feel like we need to put all of these things in place, how do we stay focused on, as you said, and I really like that, the next faithful step?
So I, it's such an interesting question that you asked me, because I feel like it's like straight from God and I get to be humbled in my answer. But I am not great at obedience. I am delayed in my obedience. So yes, I closed the doors of Imperfectly Brave. And I knew that that was what I needed to do and what I had been called to do. But I delayed that for a really long time. And you know that because you're my friend and we've talked about it. But, and I think we talked about it for over 6 months. And I, because sometimes I think that I'm afraid and I don't want to be that way. I'm afraid of like, what does that mean about me? If I close the doors on a ministry, like, what does that mean about me as a person? What did that mean about me as a leader? What does that mean about me as a CEO? And it's not always necessarily like what people think. I don't always get super bogged down on that because of my personality, but it was like, what do I think about myself? And so I struggled with that for a really long time. I'm not always obedient right away. Sometimes I am, but often it takes me a long time to get to obedience. Now, is that okay? Yes. Do I think maybe I might have missed out on some blessing and some favor if I had just been immediately obedient? Absolutely. And was I still obedient? Yes. Was it painful? Absolutely. Am I still trying to figure out how that feels and how to respond in, you know, here just a few months after that? Yep, I am. I miss Imperfectly Brave. You know, we would be planning an event right now. I miss that event. I'm going to miss that in April when it comes around. You know, there's parts of grieving. Just because you're obedient doesn't mean that it always feels good. Obedience doesn't always feel great. And sometimes I was just talking to Jordan Lewis, you know, Jordan from the Mastermind. I just met with her this morning for coffee. And one thing I said was sometimes, and this was to myself, sometimes I wait for God to set me up for success so that then I'm obedient and then I expect the favor on the other side of obedience. But sometimes God calls me to walk through the door before he gives me the favor, before he gives me the blessing. Sometimes I have to walk to the other side. I have to walk through the hard thing before I even know what the blessing is on the other side. And we expect God to bless us and give us favor and give us answers before our obedience so that we know if we want to do that. When actually God just calls us to obedience, whether he shows us what the goodness is on that or not, he still calls us to obedience. And that's really hard for us because we want the gift. We want the gift before that. And we don't get that.
Right. And because that's not faith.
No, it's not faith. We want to operate by sight, but we are not always allowed that. And the majority of the time we're actually not allowed that because he wants our faith. He wants that faith. And we're called to that. And so, you know, it makes it sad. In my introduction and everything, it looks like I am so obedient, you know, but I struggle just as much as the next person to walk through that door, to make that choice, to make that hard decision, to make the good decision. There's obedience that's good. It's not all hard. But you know, I like to be the boss. Right. I'm bossy. And so when I don't get to be the boss, you know, it's a rub I don't like. So.
Well, but what I love about you though, is that you are so truth seeking and you are so self-aware about that you wrestled with God on that obedience. It wasn't like, no, 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 no. It was like a constant wrestling that you could not settle into Imperfectly Brave in that season. And, you know, kind of like I've already said, one of the things that has just really been weighing on me is, I think for a lot of us, especially those of us who really are chasing after the Lord, like we've done a decent job of getting rid of the sin, right? I mean, like we still sin. I'm still a sinner, but like I'm seeking the Lord so much that I'm not living in perpetual sin. Those aren't the things that are distracting me. It's the good things, right? Imperfectly Brave was a good thing. And for a season, it had its impact, but it was a launching pad into something else, you know? Okay. So there were three points that I wanted to summarize on what you just said, because I thought that they were really, really good. So my question to you was, how do we focus on obedience above all of the other shiny things. And to summarize the first thing that you said, I think that we have to turn our focus from ourselves and onto the Lord. So I'm going through the same thing you are with kind of an identity shift from something that I'm walking away from. It's not identity that other people necessarily know me of. It's how I think of myself, but it's not about me and it's not about you and it's not about our skills or our external identity. And so I think that in order to be obedient, when we start having, you know, getting in our head about that, we have to shift back to the Lord and his purpose and our availability there. The other thing that you said that is so good is that humility is part of obedience. We cannot be prideful and be obedient. Those two things are not going to go hand in hand. And that made so much sense to me when you said that, because if we don't let go of the things that we want or the things that we think we deserve or the things that we think we are or our plan that we think is going to succeed, then we're not going to be able to even see where God wants us to go if it's not in our original plan, right? And then the third thing that you said is obedience comes from walking through the hard things before we get the favor. And so I just wanted to summarize those points because I thought that those were so great that you made. I was recently reading through Acts, and I just read the story of Philip and how he was being super successful with his ministry. And it kept saying like the place where he was ministering, Jerusalem, was filled with joy. There's so much joy and fellowship. And I'm sure Philip felt like a rock star because everybody liked him and everybody was coming to see him. And God told him to start walking down the road, right? And he did. And I don't have my Bible in front of me, but he meets the Ethiopian treasurer, right? Who's reading Isaiah, not understanding it. And so obviously Philip talks to him and we know the story. He wants to pull over and be baptized. But what I didn't realize till I really dug into it a little bit more was that that was actually the catalyst of what started Christianity in Ethiopia, you know, and it wasn't Philip even going, it was Philip just going to the road, you know, leaving what was good, his ministry that was good, but being obedient, you know, to walking down that desert road. So I just read that the other day. And then when you said that, I was like, oh, that's so good. Can you give us maybe a specific example of where you've seen God show up when you have been obedient? Has he put people in your life? Has he done something that you hadn't even thought of? You know, where has he shown up faithful when you have done the hard work of stepping out in obedience?
Okay, so I actually have two answers to this question. So I'll start with this one first. I would say the greatest gift of the obedience that I have pursued, which is stepping out into podcasting, and that might be like, well, that was, you know, how is that obedient? I did not want to do podcasting at all. There's so many reasons. I'm not going to get into them, but again, delayed obedience, but podcasting has been such a gift. And what I would say the way that I see God showing up in that is that the messages that I get from women saying, I never went to Bible study before because I've done X, Y, and Z, and I don't even think I could go into a Bible study. But I listen to your podcast every week, and it's the first time that I have heard God's word like that, or it's the first time that I have felt seen, you know, and understood, or because I listened to your podcast, I started a Bible study and I've never done that before. And those things are like how I think that God shows up for me in that, like, you were obedient because you were obedient. And this is why I called you to do this, because this woman needed to hear that from you. These women need to know that they can study the Bible for themselves. And they need to know that anyone can open God's word and they don't have to have it all together. And they don't have to have the pretty bow of the Christian life and have done it all right. And you don't have to be a Bible scholar to open the Bible. And so, you know, that's those messages are priceless to me. You know, as business owners, a lot of our goal is to make money and to impact the kingdom with our money. But I believe for that very much. Like, I charge for some of the services that I offer. I get it. But I just know that on the other side of that, there's also the gift of the woman who didn't think she could be a part of a Bible study, read God's word, and to have those messages. I would say that is God's gift of obedience through that. My second answer is that in the times where, and this is not like the cute, like Bible study answer, the like perfect churchy church girl answer, but I want to be faithful to say that there have been times where I have been walking this road and God has been calling me out of something, away from someone, out of some disobedience. And I have not necessarily chosen that, but God has still been faithful and shown up for me. Did I get the full blessing? Maybe not, because I wasn't actively pursuing what he called, but God shows up for me even when I'm confused, I'm lost, I'm stuck in disobedience. And I think that when you're put on a platform of Christianity, when you're put on a platform of ministry and people are watching on the outside, they think, oh, well, she's got it all together and she's never disobedient. She doesn't struggle with sin, or, you know, she doesn't question God, or she doesn't argue with God, and that's just not true. But the great thing is that whether I'm fully showing up or delaying my obedience, God's still there and he's still faithful. But I want the full blessing. Like, I want the full measure. And so my goal and my heart is that I will always show up to, you know, that I will always get the full measure, that I will more often than not choose obedience over disobedience, because I want the full measure. I want all that God has to offer me. So I hope that's a good answer.
That's perfect.
The answer that I felt like God was leading me to when I think about that question.
I think that is the perfect answer, because God is always faithful and he is always unchanging, and his purpose prevails 100% of the time. But when we are obedient, we get to be a part of it. When we are obedient, we get the blessing of that. And I love how you say the full measure. We get the full measure of that. Okay, so Kristen, our time is coming to a close here, but you have some really awesome things that you have going on right now. So tell our listeners how they can find you, how they can follow you, how they can be a part of what it is that you are doing.
Well, since they're obviously podcast listeners, probably the first and best way to join in on what I do is to listen to Not Your Mama's Bible Study. So that's my podcast, and it's out there where all the podcasts are streamed. So go check that one out. And then I also am on the gram. That's my favorite place to hang out. I love Instagram. So it's just my name, @KristenFarrell. So I'm on the gram, I'm on the Facebooks, I'm on the TikTok, and it's just all my name. So if you can spell my name right, you can find me on the internet. I'll also offer a private podcast, which gets you an extra episode of a podcast from me every week. And that community opens up once a season. So I do seasons in podcasts. We do a Bible study. So we either talk about a book of the Bible or a theme from the Bible. And I do some interviews here and there every once in a while, not very often, but that's where I hang out the most. Podcast, Instagram.
Okay. And I highly recommend that you follow her. We're going to close this up now, but again, Kristen, thank you so much for your time and for your wisdom. Thank you for what you're doing in the space that you're in right now. Thank you for being a voice of truth specifically for women and for running towards the truth and not away from it. We are thankful that you are being obedient. to the calling that God has for you, because you are impacting a lot of women. So we will say bye for now.